Yo, what's happening, everybody? Welcome to the Queen Missy Tina Turner and King L Radio Talk Show. I'll be your host today, along with my co-host right here, Queen Missy Tina Turner Black.
What's up, Missy? Welcome. You know, it's been a minute.
It's been
a while.
You
all see me on the Facebook, but it's been a minute since I seen my co-host. He's been out of town, I guess.
Yeah, doing a few things. Shooting movies and everything.
Yes,
I'm a star.
Yes, you got him.
Man, props to Black Tiger Productions. Yeah, they doing a damn thing.
He is in a movie.
And several movies.
So, guess what? You got to tell. Can you tell a little bit about name of it? Yeah,
okay. The one movie that's out, I had a real bit part in part one, but part two, I'm the man. It's called Dead Or. Okay. You can check it out on Tubi. You can check it out on YouTube. You can check it out if you got Prime. It's pretty much coming everywhere. As a matter of fact, from what I understand, November, we're even going to be on Netflix with it. So it's called Dead Or.
Now, can I have your autograph first?
Mm-mm. I sell my autograph. I don't give them away.
You can write. See, I got King somewhere on here. Did you see it?
Yeah. Well, that's good enough for you then.
So then you can just write. No, you can't write that.
That's good enough for you. No, get a tattoo autograph. If you want it right there.
I don't do tattoos.
Well, as far as I can go, man.
But you guys, we want to let you guys know this here. We always give our condolence out to anybody that's going through a bereavement.
Biz Markie, we going to miss you, man.
Rest in heaven's arms. I mean, God's arms in heaven's castle, King.
Nobody beats the Biz. Nobody can do it like him.
Okay. And we have a lot of great people that have gone on. And we have, you know, you're great within yourself. So, you know, we want to just say to any and everybody, you're a star within yourself. And if you have suffered any kind of loss, we give our condolence and our love out to you. And we said, rest in God's arms until we all meet again. But guess what?
Hold on that note right there.
Okay, I'm home.
I want everybody to continue praying for one of my friends, one of my dear friends, and everybody out there. In some way in the world, you connected to this guy. His name is Leon Triplett. He's in the hospital. You know Leon too, right? Yeah, everybody know Leon in some way. But he's in the hospital right now. Right now, he needs your prayers. So
we pray. We ask the keep most
him.
High
yeah, keep lifting him up in prayer. We this is one I don't want to lose. I don't want to lose. So if the Most High listens and hears us,
we're asking right now, Father. Yeah, put your arms around him and his family and give him strength. You know, and then we want to talk about people that's going through a little bit of mental illness as well, you know, or depression because of this pandemic situation. Mm-hmm. But you're not telling them we're in a new place?
Oh, we're in a new place.
This is not the same studio. It's some new and great beginnings again that's going on. So we was at the old studio. It was great beginnings, and we want to kind of touch bases and reflect.
Actually, this is the third studio
we've
been in.
This is the third studio place.
Yeah, we started out at Fluent Radio.
And it was like over, they said, 1,000 radio listeners that listened to Fluent Radio. And then we came on
Then we graduated. We came over to Troy. What was the name of the lab? Was it Diamond Lab?
I don't know anything about that old place.
Okay, so we got the new beginning.
Put it this way. We graduated to another place that didn't have a name. But now we're in a new place.
Yes.
Bases Loaded Productions.
Bases Loaded Productions. Y'all, remember that name because it's gonna ring in your ear often. You're not just from us, but he's doing some real heady things over here, y'all. So
it'll be blackcommercials.com.
It's so many different things is jumping
not
off here. I mean, everything from artwork everything. Put it this way. Where you're going
to
be able to come to get anything you done media wise, you know.
What is so?
Processed and in progress.
So if you are an entertainer and you're trying to get exposure, come to us.
Yeah.
We're the people that if you're writing books, even if you
porno, we do everything.
Porn, he got you. I might not want to see all of that, but he got you.
I'm just kidding with the porno.
You have, we have people
real,
that,
if you want to do porno, call
porn. Is it porno or porn?
Porno, corny, whatever you want to call it.
All of the above.
all of the above. Okay, anything. Even if it's church, gospel.
No, but anything that you want to do as far as like multimedia, this is the place you want to be at.
Yeah.
Prices are they're not competitive with everybody else out there. He beating the hell out of everybody's prices out there.
Videos. Okay. Yeah. It's a video studio. It was one at the other place, but it's a video studio. I don't think we're doing a cooking shows or anything, which we
video studio, audio studio, anything that your man can imagine.
We don't have all that this time.
Anything that your man can imagine, it can be done.
It can be done. And so we do have, we actually, it's a charge. It is a price. People think, you're going to come
on the show. Well, everything varies from what you're trying to do. Yeah, we won't kick you out any prices because then you can hold us two prices. So everything varies. Just the best thing to do is to get in contact with us. Hit us up on the emails. Hit us up in Messenger. Y'all know who I am. Y'all know who Missy is. Hit us up on messages. Let us know your thoughts, and we'll make it happen. You know what I'm saying? And the budget, like I said, you let me know what your budget is, and we'll make it happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we will work with you because we do not turn down small business, big business. And actually, I want to let you guys know, we are partnered up with T-Mobile. So if you guys mention the our talk show, you get $50 on if you're switching over, if you start a new account with T-Mobile. Just, I try to do that. And it failed.
It's okay.
So anyway, we're partnering up with I will not mention another person because they have not been sponsored. So because we're under contracts, we're trying to get more sponsorships, and we're doing it. This is our fourth show, right?
Yeah.
Here, I mean,
this is our first show this here.
This is our first show here, but this is our fourth show with the
production team. Right.
With the production team.
Actually,
two in the chamber.
It's been more than four shows, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Six. Oh, we had six.
Yeah. I mean, let's do some reflecting right now.
Let's reflect then.
Chuck a luck. I don't know if y'all got a chance to see. Matter of fact, you haven't seen the edited show yet because we're dropping everything in the fall. We're dropping all of our shows and just come this fall. So we had Chuck-a-Luck on the show.
He came out there with
Prince,
player.
With the guy Prince. I can't remember his last name, but he was the percussionist. But yeah, Chuck-a-Luck.
And he was the bass player. He said he used to play with Earth, Wind, and Fire, and Emotions.
Yeah. Play with everybody, really. Yeah. And, come to find out, he even related to Troy. Troy Uncle.
Yeah, found out that they was related. Yeah. Somebody just asked. Oh, yep, okay, somebody Mima had movement. To let me know. It's porn. You know? Okay. Somebody let me know.
My son.
Right.
What's up, Al? How you doing?
Hi, Al. How are you?
That's my man's 100 grand plus whatever else you can stand. Yep. Let's see who else we got on there. Terry. What's up, Terry? What's good with you? Everything love. We doing it. Yeah. Okay.
So we're reflecting back on some old shows that we have had. And somebody just asked me. His name is Nooney. He's supposed to be coming on the show. He's a singer.
Okay.
And he has a nice voice. He said, are we every Sunday? Yes.
Yeah.
We every Sunday every unless Sunday. Something happened because Al just got back from out of town. I keep on bringing this up. I haven't seen him since Father's Day. Hi, teeny tiny mama. Yeah. How you doing?
Seeing you thought all our old friends was gone. Hey, reflecting again, tiny mama was one of the guests on the show.
She sure was, and I got her on the paper, and I was with her yesterday. Her
matter
mom,
of fact, I bought a purse from her for my wife for Mother's Day.
Yes, you did.
And she loved that purse. So.
And her mom had a birthday.
I need a free one now since I'm endorsing your ass.
I won a purse yesterday.
You won a purse?
Yeah, her mom. Yeah, and a basket. Her mom, they
why
had.
Why is she always giving you stuff, but she'll never give me.
Teeny Tiny, how was it? The party was off the chain, and then we had the after set. Girl, let me tell you. Anyway.
Yeah, plus, also, at this new location, we're doing pop-ups as well.
We're
going to
have pop-ups here at this new location.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
I think
I'm one of these. I'm a one of these shows. You? I'm gonna do a tour.
Am I talking over you?
Yeah, you always talk over me. But you're talking on your on your. But anyway, look here, look here. Let's get back to the show, y'all.
We gotta get back to the show.
Today's show.
Today's show is reflecting.
We're reflecting on the people and the guests who got us to this far. Right here. So one of the guests I like to reflect on is we had a boxer that came on. His name is Dre Jackson.
Yeah, Dre Jackson.
Wrote a book called Counterpunch. And what he did was he pretty much did a 360 with his life. He was caught up in the penal system. Well, caught up in this. Well, first got into the streets. Mm-hmm. From the streets, went into the penal system. From the penal system, he wrote a book.
He wrote, called Counterpunch.
He came out, and he developed his book. Him and his queen.
Him and his queen.
They developed the book. They put the book out. The book is doing great. So if you get a chance, if you're a reader, even if you're not a reader, you'll be a supporter.
Yeah.
Look for Andre Jackson. His book is called Counterpunch. And you're going to find some jewels in there because he puts together the correlation of the streets, the joint, and being out of the joint and being productive all into one package. And it's in that book. Check them out.
Dre. Check them out. So we're
Andre
reflecting.
Jackson, Counterpunch.
Going back from Andre was one of the first ones that we had. It was Those Fine Men's. How about Mr.
Devin, Mr. Devin, Mr. Devin was one of the ones when it was Dre, Mr. Devin,
and it was
another guy. I can't think of, he wrote a book, right? He had a book in the works also. I cannot think of his name, but you know, it was four of us on the show.
Let him know why I'm laughing now.
No. I'm not gonna do it. You gotta,
Jason.
You gotta put in your own work. You gotta put your own work in.
Jason, it was Mr. Devin, and Mr. Devin actually had a movie that he wrote. I mean, that he wrote this movie, and as well, he was on the show.
Right, as Mr. Devin actually started out as being the host. He was doing what I do.
Yeah.
But he moved on to do some other things, so we're wishing him well.
Yes.
Way to go, Mr. D. We had him on the show again the day we did the show in the park.
Yes, yes. So, he did come back.
Yeah.
And so we want to tell y'all something. We have a lot of people actually that do want to come on our show. And it's getting bigger in his book each week. And if not, we have something to talk about each week if a person can't make it.
Right.
But sometimes people are booked and then the unfortunate comes up and then they can't.
Especially with this COVID thing. We've had so many people that can't. Stan Mosley wanted to come on, but, you know, due to, you know, complications with traveling and stuff like that,
and
you know.
Because of that COVID.
You know, and he's this guy right here is a real icon for the city, you know.
His music.
He's left out and got away from here and did some things. And he's doing great as far as, like,
he's
with
a star.
His music.
He's an entertainer, actually. And you know what?
I still say he look like Terry Crews.
Mr. Moser, he said you look like Terry Crews.
He
all
do.
Right. So we played his music on one of our shows, and then, you know, several of the shows. And then actually I saw on his post, his manager passed away. So we want to give our condolences out to Mr. Stan Mosley with his manager, you know, going on and his family. So then who was next? Who was the next one?
After we had the lady who had the TLC.
Oh,
what's her name?
Sharon Loggins.
Sharon Loggins.
Sharon Loggins.
She came in with the TLC products.
And what was the TLC? What was that about? Did you take
it? She gave us some packets. So it was a weight loss. Actually, it's a system.
I need it now.
A whole system. So she gave us like about seven packets, you know. of course, that's not really enough to
I'm not right on this count, so
you can be giving up praises. Oh my God, I took the 7 packets and my fat ass lost 136 pounds. Well, you know, it's a system. You have to take, you have to continue with the system. Just like anything, you have to continue with it to work. But it was a great initiation and a great start. So we thank her for coming on the show, introducing a product. And, you know, hey, we're looking forward to having her back again.
Yes, she went to school to study to be a nurse, a RN. And so she's doing great. And guess what? We have the guy, his hair products, Mama Huge Hair Growth Products.
Mama Hughes Hair
Mama
Growth
Hughes
Products.
Hair Products. And he said they're going for $20 a bottle. I think he's kind of camera shy because he's paid into us, but he have not come on the show. So,
hey, like I said, this the COVID thing, it knocks a lot of people's plans out. Even if you don't get it, it knocks your plans out. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, well, much luck and success to him and his product.
His product. You can reach anybody that has a product that was on the show. And if you don't have the information, if you hit Al or myself up, inbox, we can probably try to get back in contact with the person to get their products to give you the information. But their products, actually, if they have a commercial, it is on the commercial running. We're going to give you more information about that this week because we're in a new studio and you will see the commercials running.
And speaking of commercials, we had this guy who was so handsome on here. I mean, this guy was beautiful. He got a barbecue place. It's called the Pit Bully Barbecue. This guy, oh my goodness.
He looks like he's from Puerto Rico.
He looks like he's from Harvey, Illinois.
Yeah.
I think his name is Al. I think his name is Al Heath.
I know him, though.
You know him?
Yeah, I know
him. Oh, okay. Well, okay, cool. Well, this guy is so gorgeous. When I looked at him, I almost fainted. And his name is Al Heath, and he's the owner of Pit Bully Barbecue.
As you can see,
he's the owner of Pit Bully Barbecue.
He do have a lot of the corned beef sandwiches.
Corned beef sandwiches, barbecue, turkey legs, fall off the bone, man. Listen, I'm that guy. I call myself the pit bully because I'm a bully on the pits. I beat your daddy's ass.
Now
I'm
not scared of nobody. Do y'all think y'all can beat him?
Bring it.
If you all think y'all can beat him, we can probably have a showdown.
Bring it. We can have a cook-off.
And I want to just say,
cook-off. You can dig the Colonel up. You can get it.
The Colonel ain't.
I'm talking about as far as chicken. I don't care. You can dig anybody up, Bass Barbecue heroes or not. I will beat their ass.
It's good. I'm telling you.
Bring Leon's. I don't care. Anybody.
It's good. Because I thought I made a man.
Kurt.
Y'all remember Kurt on 79?
Oh, no. Kurt was on 82nd in Cottage Grove.
Okay, 82nd. Yeah. Okay, I'll say
bring them. I don't care. I beat everybody's ass on the grill.
All right. So. We have also, we reflecting back, we had a lady by the name of TQ.
TQ Winning, yep.
And she was talking about her rubies.
Rubies, yeah, rubies of the world.
Rubies of the world.
She's doing good. As a matter of fact, I catered an event for her. She had a birthday party, and it was also one of her reveals. She does these reveals. Every time she reaches a different plateau.
That's
in
beautiful.
Her... You know, with her mm-hmm. program. Mm-hmm. So yeah, she had a birthday party, but she also did another reveal. So if you get a chance, check her out, y'all. It's Rubies of the World. Her name is TQ Winning. Mm-hmm. She's involved with a whole lot of different organizations. Sonia Bibbs, one of her I'm not gonna say partners, but one of the people who follow
you
her
know
close.
What? I guess
and Sonia Bibbs is also into some things too. Her brother Jay Bibbs is in the movie, this new movie with me.
Okay, the name Closure. Of the movie again.
This movie is called Closure. The Closure.
Now, You guys, they're going to give me a snippet piece of this movie that I'm going to be in.
Yep, going to put her in the movie.
I'm going to be in a snippet piece of this movie. Yep. I can't wait.
She's going to be, well, it's not going to be a snippet piece. You're going to have a role in it.
I'm going to have a role.
Make sure you got a role.
Yeah, I am.
Much props to Cashmere Rich and Black Tiger Productions. This guy right here is phenomenal. He's running a movie company. And running it well, to the point where he's getting recognition by cats like Robert De Niro and other, you know,
because it's going to be in the movie theaters.
Yeah,
you know,
but
you're
going
to go to the movies and see the movies.
We talking about a person who's in contact with the heavy hitters in the industry. So, yeah, okay. Cashmere Rich, y'all look out for that name. Look out for Black Tiger Productions. Okay. And go to, if you need to check out some of his work, go to YouTube or Tubi. He's got Gain the World, Lose Your Soul. That's out. He's got Dead Or. That's out. He's got a few movies out, but just, you know, Google his name and you'll see
check
the movies that he's affiliated with.
Okay, you guys, I always like to send my love out to my family, you know. I give my love out to my grandson. I went to the site today, see my mom and my grandson's little site where he's resting body, you know, remains or whatever. And I just like to say this again to anybody that's having a birthday. I had a birthday. Did you know? My birthday was July 8th.
I called you. I remember seeing the big old Facebook post and everything.
Yeah. I just wanted to say, so anybody in July.
She's just trying to get more birthday presents, y'all.
No. Green anybody that has a birthday, I want to say happy birthday. Little teeny tiny mama had a birthday on yesterday. And guess what? She has these paintings for autism.
Uh-huh.
And so she will be on the show. Her name is Miss Kay. Happy birthday, Miss Kay. I told you I was going to mention you.
All right.
And so we want to have her on the show with some of the children that's, I guess, that she raise money or they paint autism. Okay. So we want to support people. Oh, the other lady that was on the show.
She got a birthday? If not, then I got a birthday shout out. My son's birthday in 3 days. Al.
My grandson's birthday was yesterday.
Okay, all right. But your grandson ain't my son.
He is your son.
The
Village.
Happy birthday, son. 3 days. I'm not going to be on the air, but I'm giving you your birthday shouts right now.
Well, here. Me and my grandson.
Happy birthday. I ain't going to put his age out because he's still tricking the little 18-year-olds thinking he 18, 19 years old.
How old is he?
About 50. I don't know. Somewhere around there.
Anyway, happy birthday to my grandson, Deshaun. I love you, Grandma. I love you. And anybody else that has celebrated a birthday.
But wait, I ain't done. My baby, Amina. Happy birthday, Daddy. Love
happy
you.
Birthday.
Her birthday is on the 23rd.
All right.
Daddy, love you. My wife's birthday is on the 28th.
All right.
Happy birthday, Fookie Foo.
To everybody celebrating their birthday.
My son Paris' birthday is on August the 4th. My man, we're going to get it together. Watch. Me and you.
So as we reflected on everybody that was on the show, let's reflect on some sponsors. We had another lady that was on the show, and I remember she's going to get me. You know, so see, it's good.
What was the product she was selling?
She wrote a book. And she actually.
Is that the lady who was singing on Father's Day?
Yes, she did. No. Nope. No. I just remember Majay. Majay wrote a book. And I just can't remember the name of the book right now. It's on a telephone.
Majay, if you're watching, call us up. The telephone number, what is it, 4100-708-510-4100. And matter of fact, anybody, you would feel like calling up, call up. We don't give a damn. Call up, 510-4100. You could be the police saying, listen here, you double parked out there. You could be the church downstairs saying, y'all making too much noise.
You guys.
We don't give a damn.
We're reflecting on the old shows that we had from the time we was on a radio station, from the time we was at the other studio. Today, this is a new studio that we're in.
It's
so
beautiful
we
as well,
it's a
y'all.
Beautiful studio, and we're going to be able to have guests to perform.
And we're so fortunate to have such a great producer just willing to work with us and help build, you know. And as a matter of fact, you know, he wants to be a silent entity, but nah, I can't keep him silent. Troy Thompson is the man, you know what I'm saying?
He's the mastermind.
Yeah, he makes all of this happen. You know, the Facebook stuff, of course, that's us. But it's the other stuff that y'all haven't got a chance to see yet in depth that you will see. And
somebody asked the location. The location actually is in Indiana.
Why you put me like that, man? The whole world can see how big I am, man.
Somebody else just told me, hello, Vernon. He's in St. Louis.
I got you.
St. Louis, tell people in St. Louis okay. to watch our show. And tell people, too, even if they're in St. Louis, Atlanta, they got T-Mobile, Queen and King, Missy Tina Turner talk show. They get
$50.
$50.
All you got to do is switch to T-Mobile. Tell them that you heard about it on the Queen Missy Tina Turner and King Al show. $50 for switching over. There you go. That's right. That's what's up. $50. Everybody need $50. Do you know that that's a KD and a half a fifth?
What's a KD?
Damn. As soon as I said that, my video stopped.
What? Okay. I don't even know what that is.
Damn. As soon as I said that, my video stopped.
Wow. Anyway, okay. So going back.
Post now.
Reflecting. Hello.
Okay. Anyway, back to the lab.
Guys, if you want to sponsor, you want your products, you got hair products, you got outfits, you got whatever you want to. We do be on Facebook, but guess what? We're all over. We're not just here. And so you have other businesses that coincide with this here, so it's not just here. So somebody out of town might want to see you. Yes, you can go public on Facebook, but you know, sometimes it's hard to go. This is our job. This is something we do. We advertise. So hit us up, you know, work with us, support us. And you know, and sometimes just supporting us, just saying hello and tapping in, and when we're on YouTube or you
she
know
she said tapping in
you know then tap in, don't forget
to tap out though.
Smitty's okay, little tiny mama.
Uh-oh.
She's having her pop-up the what did you put the festival the 6th, the 7th, the 8th, August the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th, and then on Sunday the 24th, she's having her vendors outside at Smitty's, and it be off the chain. The later you stay, you be thinking you at the beach. They got the music, the DJs outside. They got the food outside. And then don't forget, they go from Glorious over to Smitty's.
All right.
Sunday the 24th, she's going to have the pop-up, and they're going
to
have all.
Wait a minute, they go from Glorious to Smitty? How come they can't go from Smitty's to Glorious?
They do. They be back and forth.
They be back. You're right.
They be like, you going over there?
You be like, where'd you get high? I got toe up over there.
Happy birthday to Larry. Larry's Lounge. It was in Harvey, Illinois. He celebrated his birthday yesterday at Smitty's. Yes. Right. I want to send you a big old happy birthday out to you. It was nice seeing you.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Who else did we have on the show? Miss Lyons with the mental health.
Tasha
Lyons. Mm-hmm. Latasha?
Latasha Lyons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she came on the show. And it's funny, I've been knowing her since she was a little kid. Mm-hmm. And I always knew that she was not like the rest of the little mm-hmm. kids around the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. She was always one of those focused kids mm-hmm. and grew up to get into a professional field where mm-hmm. her services are greatly needed because.
See, I ain't gonna go through all that what she is but we want to let you guys know that her degree, her school and hard work paid off.
Yes,
because she is now a psychologist. psychiatrist. And guess what? Somebody was going through. This is no lie. You all know type of work I do. And somebody was going through with their son for some mental illness. And here I am. I'm looking. And I'm like, YouTube for the number where they can get some help. So you guys, what we do, it means something and it helps other people. Mm-hmm. So don't think that some of our shows, oh, they're just, because, you know, the Bible says that a prophet is
he
not.
Should go quoting.
A prophet is not honored in his own country. And sometimes it might not be the people that you know that need the help or will help support you. It'll be somebody that don't
even
know.
Wait a minute. I be making a prophet in my country. I make sure I turn a prophet.
I know you do.
I'm going to turn a prophet.
You don't even sleep. Look at him, you guys.
I don't ball for y'all. I ball for me.
So what's coming up next? We're going to have on the show, we've been promising, but things came up.
We got some artists that we are planning on getting on the show. One of them, Carl Manson. Notable book writer. Farilla Tip OG, another notable book writer. DJ Robert Barnes, who's got a interesting story about life and his pursuit to enhance his music abilities through life's lessons. Okay. I'm gonna touch on it briefly. His story is he is a DJ, but
he's a DJ at Kenny the King College.
Yeah,
right?
He was a radio personality, mm-hmm. Burning Bob Barnes at the time. But he was DJing, and his story is about his daughter. Mm-hmm. His daughter, man, it's sad because she's my niece as well. But his daughter was crossing the railroad tracks.
Oh my God.
Had headphones on.
Oh my God.
And got hit by a train and perished.
Oh my God. I can reflect because of my grandson.
So now what he does is when he DJs, he DJs with no headphones on. So I don't know if you know how hard that is to do, to blend records in without having headphones on.
Wow.
But he's mastered the technique. And so we're going to have him on the show, and he's going to critique some of those skills.
Well, you know what? Let's have him on the show, and we have some other parents that where their children went on to glory, and maybe they might want to even come on the show and have a talk about how they're struggling and how they're getting through not having that the loved one that they love so much in each and every day. Settings to see other people that have their loved ones and yours have went on before theirs. So we're going to have a show on that.
So you want to have a bereavement show.
We're going to have a bereavement show. We're going to have a happy show. We're going to have
the show, I guess we can say, the master want us to put laughter into our disasters.
Oh, so then that would have us to have
God wants us to live beyond the grief.
Live beyond the grief because it's a story to tell.
Yeah.
Because
he wants you to be happy. God, mm-hmm. It's a season for everything, you know, yes. and God goes on to tell us, you know, even in the Bible, it's a season to cry.
Yeah.
Season
the book
of
Ecclesiastes.
Season mm-hmm. to rejoice.
Rejoice, cry, yep. Dance.
Yep.
And all
everything.
That,
everything has a season. Yes. So a lot of people long suffer. They mourn for too long. And it kills the inside of them.
I was at the cemetery today and I didn't cry.
See?
I sat there today and because I knew in spirit they were with me.
Right.
And I sat there with my lawn chair and talked. I was like they were here. I say, do you know they got us wearing masks? I was like having a
yeah,
laugh.
So.
I was like, they got us with masks on and it's like a mass destruction down here. And I guess they was like, how silly sound, but I was having a complete conversation with them in the spirit realm.
Well, yeah, you know, it's you know, as long as a person lives in here,
they never die.
The body might be absent from you, but just imagine if somebody who you love moved to California mm-hmm. and you didn't have a way of
communicating,
talking to them or hearing their voice. Yeah. Does that mean that they're gone from you? No, yeah. It's just you. You know, you just can't see them. You can't talk to them, but they're still there.
Right.
So, you know.
Because they could be sitting right here.
Right.
And over there.
Oh, you're scaring the hell out of me now.
No.
Man.
My son and them, they said they saw an image.
Terry.
They got it on YouTube. Their video camera was showing somebody walking toward them, and they went out there. No one's there. The eye, you just see eyes.
I'm going to end this damn show if you don't stop
this. I'm telling you, and it's on there. So, see, that's his other phone, guys. T-Mobile. And then, you know what? We had Miss Linda Nixon.
Yeah.
She was on the show a little bit with us. Joyful Noise. We're going to give a shout out to
and her.
And
her husband.
Her husband.
No. Well, I mean, not Linda Nixon. What? The guy who, Teeny Tiny Mama and her husband was the DJ.
Sass.
DJ Sass. Right,
yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm slow, but
DJed
I get
yesterday
that.
At her mom's,
right,
his mother-in-law's birthday party.
Linda Nixon?
Miss, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So your phone going out. Look at you. He got two phones.
And
hey, call us up, y'all. Area code 708-510-4100.
510-4100.
There go. Hit us up.
And if you want to talk about anything, so we're going to have some women on the show. We've been saying it.
Hey, Jan.
Y'all let me book another
hey,
show.
Hey, Gloria.
You better show up because it's going to be an interesting topic, but we're going to have probably some more people that's going to be on the show before then. Nudie, he's coming on the show to sing.
Hey, Annette, how's it going? That's my sister right there.
He's giving shout-outs out. He's giving shout-outs.
I'm loud as heck. Yeah, I could be loud. I love hearing from my people. I got Gloria and Hanukkah on the line.
Oh,
I got Annette Lightfoot on the other line.
You mean Gloria hit you up? Turn it this way.
Ah, man, what'd I do?
Uh-oh.
What'd I do? I always mess up something.
God. It's okay.
I can mess up.
Gloria, if you see his phone is not working right, because I ain't touching mine. Mine fell over.
I don't know what I just did, but I get it back. Let's see. Okay.
So,
it's a guest request. Oh, Glory said add her in.
Okay.
I add her in.
We're going to talk a little bit.
Resume.
We're reflecting on old things, but let's reflect on this here.
Glory, you there?
I want to throw this out here. In a relationship, how long should you stay mad at your spouse?
Oh, my God.
How long?
Why would you have to bring that up?
Do you stay mad at your significant other living in the same household? Come on.
Okay. Look, on that conversation, I'm going to just say this. And I'm going to just say this. I don't think you should be mad at your significant other if they're mad at you. Because they're mad at you for a reason. If they're mad at you, it's something that either you did that you don't acknowledge or something is going wrong. The thing is, I think what you should do is, if your significant other has a problem with you, before y'all even have this problem, y'all need to set a ground rule and say, look,
excuse me,
there's going to become a time when I'm going to do something that's going to piss you off.
You say that up front?
You say this before you get mad at each other.
Right.
You say, it's going to be something that I'm going to do that's going to piss you off. It's going to make you mad.
I don't want no fair warning like that, because then I think
or
that you're trying
you're
to.
Or you're going to do something that's going to piss me off.
I
think what I need to do is find a gentle way of telling you I have a problem with that. I think that their response needs to be, okay, whatever the problem is, let me check it out. Let me look into myself and see if I did something wrong. If I did, then I apologize. And then table it. Just leave it alone.
Okay,
and go back to being civil with each other.
Okay, so what if you spent too much money? Okay, you had like $3,000. The budget was you can take $500 to do something with, but they took the whole $1,000. How long do you stay mad at that significant other because they took more than what they were supposed to take?
Well,
and
all
had a budget.
Then again,
you know,
ground rules. Ground rules should be this. We got money for this, which is our responsibilities. We got money for future things. Mm-hmm. And we just got money that we keep between us.
So now, they spend it. Okay,
let's say if that money they keep between each other, I think that the person should tell the significant other, because they might not even have a problem with you spending the money.
But what if they keep doing it?
Then you need you got to these, you got you need these, to split your money up then.
Okay. You know? So should you be angry or keep an attitude about that because the person spent a little bit too much of the money?
I don't think that money is.
Mama say, talk to each other.
I don't think.
What we need.
I don't think money should be a grounds for people to argue over, because money is no good unless you're giving it away anyway. Saving money ain't, you know, that's.
I believe in that too.
Saving money causes problems with some people who. If you are in a relationship where you're a saver and the other person is a spender, that's going to be a problem in the relationship. There has to be an understanding. You have to have an understanding. It's like I bring it in on a spoon, but you send it out on a shovel.
Okay. You so know? how do you save some and then spend it?
Me and my wife, we don't ever argue about money.
Okay, that's good.
You know, we never argue about money, because my thing is this. She makes her own money. I make my own money. But we both know what our responsibilities are to the household as well as to each other.
Okay. So let me ask you this here. Coming into a relationship, okay, we know that the man is, he wants to be, or he is the head or the provider.
He better be a king in his household.
And then.
But he better recognize his queen.
Exactly. Exactly. Do you think that during those times that you're meeting together, before you get together, do you talk about how the money should be added if you're jumping into a relationship? Because that sometimes that's the biggest problem. It's money.
You know, it's funny you should say that. I heard somebody say,
that's one.
Before I get into a relationship, I want to know what your FICO score is.
What?
Yeah, I heard that. It was like, baby, look. Why? You want to know about my finances? We ain't even talked about kissing yet. You want to know what my FICO score is?
You know what? And that's really cute, because Lenny, I sent a shout out to you. I was out with my cousin, Lenny
Tony
Boyd,
Cheatham. What's up with you, baby?
This girl asked him. She said, he said, can I have your number? And she said, he said, yes. He gave her the name and number. She said, because I got to do a background check on you. He said, no, hold up.
Right.
Let me do a background check on you.
Be like, half a win, even date.
He said, let me do
what
one
you
on you.
What you finna do, some credit fraud on me?
He said, on that note, I don't even want your number. Right. He said, but I think I need to do one on you. So yeah. In relationships, all sorts of things happen. And
I think money is one of the things that don't need to be talked about in the beginning stages of dating, because that can be one of the things that the ulterior motive that people look for. You're not interested in me. You just want to know about my six figures instead of my 6 inches. You know what I'm saying?
So, okay, so if you meet you're married, of course. But when you were out there, Troy, when you were out there, if a woman,
it was cold out that day. It was cold outside. You can't measure by that.
If a woman asked you about some money the first or the week that you start dating her, will you continue to date her?
I will give her a glass of water, because I'm like, you thirsty.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if I was single.
If she was single.
At that point, my entire motive would change.
Change, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I look at her completely different. Okay. I wouldn't stop dating.
You wouldn't stop dating.
Until you
cash in. Can I have a glass of water?
Tony, go hit the cash out, but Troy gonna be like, hey, cash out. Like, it's a cash out.
Wow.
So, oh, my goodness.
With relationships, it's a lot of things to consider.
Don't talk to me about no money if we're in a relationship. If we, especially in the beginning of a relationship. Okay. Now, we got some bills together. Yeah, let's just Yeah, let's talk about the chop. How we going to pay these bills?
Let's mention a little bit about the outbursts that's been going on social media. You have people in the McDonald's or the...
They just ignorant as hell.
Right, and people are slapping people. And like
Me, I'm going to shoot the shit out of you.
They're going through the extremes.
I'm serious. That's stupid.
Yeah.
It's a cheeseburger.
It's a cheeseburger. And they're slapping people and getting all irate over food or because
I give you a cheeseburger. You hungry? You that hungry? Hey, I'm ordering right now. Look, while you get my order together, can I have a cheeseburger right now? Just wow. Right now? You could charge it to me. I just want to give it to this hungry mother, to this person right here.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? It's stupid.
Wow. So what do you think about Bill Cosby? He's out. The brother he's out. So what do you think about that? You know? You're not going to say anything? Look, you guys. He's out. Okay, so he pleads the fifth about it. But I'm glad Bill Cosby is out. And I think that
All I know is his career is over.
Right.
Every show that he do, he going to get booed at. He going to get heckled. Some people going to buy all the tickets. Some organization is going to buy all the tickets just so they could come to the show and bash him, boo him, bash him. But, you know, it's a wrap. It's a wrap.
And moving right along, you guys, the Isley Brothers is going to be in town.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the week of the 20th.
Where, the Horseshoe or something like one of the
casinos? It's going to be at the venue over there.
At the Horseshoe.
Oops.
I mean, we don't own the Horseshoe. We ain't pubbing them or nothing like that.
Look, oops.
I'm just asking a question.
No, you know what? I don't have all that information, but they can look it up online.
Okay.
You know, I just want
to. How many of them is it? Is one of them?
Left, I ain't going there.
The Isley brother.
Isn't it the Isley?
It's like Ron. Yeah. Contagious. Hey. If he starts singing that song, everybody going to run out. They're going to be like, he got COVID-19. You're contagious.
So what do you think about the assassination of the president of Haiti?
I don't know enough about it to comment on.
Had you not watched it or whatever?
I know his wife is speaking out on it. She out of the hospital.
Yeah, they said it was American. Mexicans or whatever flew, whatever you said.
I don't know.
Yeah, he fleeing the fifth on that.
I don't know.
Okay, I've been looking at it. We all don't know. Everybody got off on that one.
Yes, I don't know.
So you guys,
all I know is it happened to him. I don't know who was behind it.
Yeah,
actually, you know,
there
has been other coups and stuff like that that I'm concerned about. You know, the coup of. Who organized the Martin Luther King hit, the Malcolm X hit, you know, why did Prince just suddenly die? It's a lot of strange things that...
Do you think that we're aliens? Is just maybe it ain't hitmen. Maybe aliens is coming down and...
I think it's some people from India.
Aliens.
Yeah, illegal aliens coming into Illinois. You got the Indiana people coming. No, just kidding. No, I don't believe in no aliens coming. I think you got a bunch of ignorant people that just... Some people just can't wait to hate. You know, hating is in a spirit. So
it's that you can take a life because things are not going your way.
I mean, we got... Before I can even start talking about whites killing blacks and everything like that, I need to address blacks killing blacks.
Yeah.
I mean, what the fuck? Well, excuse me. What is wrong with us?
Right.
Why do we hate each other so much that we killing each other? You know, the Klan planted a seed, and the seed grew up to be a weed, and the weed is choking
over
the hell out of us, and we the weeds.
Yeah.
We killing each other.
Mm-hmm. We the most beautiful people. We can't even take a pass. You get it mad at somebody, and you know what? Just because you have a gun does not mean that you're supposed to blow nobody away, because a person hit you hard or whatever the case might be.
DJ Chris.
We have a law system that can't lock them up for that, you know, and you know, or you lost or whatever the case would be. The best thing to do is just stay away from that individual or people. Do not take them out the box. You know, God is going to handle all that. He is the one that will have revenge. So, you know, try to.
Vengeance is mine, said the Lord.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, so, you know.
Don't touch it.
Yeah.
He said, if you keep your mouth shut and silent, he would handle it. So you even, I don't care if people doing hocus pocus. God got them.
Yep.
It's not, it's not up to us. But we still feel some kind of way when people do things to us.
I just think that, you know, I think once we get past this, then it's a whole new world out there for us.
Yeah.
You know, stop the senseless killing.
Where do we have to run to? We can't even run nowhere.
We don't.
But I'm just saying, you got every nationality that's after us. I mean, can't stand us, and then we can't even stand ourselves. Doesn't make sense.
The thing is, we're here.
We're gonna be here.
You know, Africans, they will embrace you or they will reject you.
Yeah.
Any place you go, Italy, they will. I mean, you know, they'll embrace you or they reject you.
But they want to be like us.
No matter where you go, there you are.
That's so where you are.
Where you are is where you need to find your happiness at, your peace. Mm-hmm. And for us to be so many of us in a community, why can't we get along? Why can't blacks get along with blacks?
Yeah.
Then once we build on blacks getting along with blacks, what's wrong with reaching out to our Hispanic brothers and sisters?
And getting along with
our
them.
White brothers and sisters, yeah. Our Asian brothers and sisters. But we have to be a nucleus of our own first to say that this black on black don't crack. We love each other. We don't bend. We don't break. We solid for each and every one of us.
And then when we see each other, how about smile and say hello, greet each other? That should be our national anthem with us. It should be a code. The code is, I don't care. Hello, how you doing? Nod when you see.
Yeah.
Your own reflection. The color that you see that is dark and pretty as you, which we come in all colors of our beautiful skin, we need to nod and say hello. But you guys, we're running out of time. We want to thank you guys for reflecting back. Who was the other person? We had one more show.
We had somebody on the show over at Fluent Radio, a guest. I can't think of her name. It was a lady. I remember that.
We actually had a lot of people.
You know what? But you know what, though? That's what the magic of the cameras, Facebook, and all of these other things is for. We post the shows. We can go back, check them out, reflect on them. But moving forward, we got some real, real heady things happening. We got some. So we doing locations. We're going to be on going to people locations, doing an ambush show, catching them restaurants, stuff like that. You know, guys who got restaurants, ladies who got restaurants. We popping up at your restaurant with cameras in our hand. We catching you in the kitchen. If the kitchen nasty, we catching you in a nasty ass kitchen.
We're doing it.
You know, we popping up at barbershops and beauty shops.
Yeah.
If y'all in there doing hair and y'all got a fight going on in your beauty shop, we got you. We got you on film.
Yeah, we're coming live, you guys. We're going to be in and out the studio. We're going to have a great rest of a good year.
This year and beyond. Infinity and beyond.
And we'll talk to you guys later. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Mad props to my man Chris Benjamin Gourmet out there in Broadview. I think it's Broadview or... It's out there on 12th Street, by Maywood. I think it's Broadview, Illinois, but yeah, mad props to him. He's going to be on the show. We got a whole bunch of just different people that's going to start making appearances in the new location.
New place, you guys.
Yeah.
New place. So.
Yep. So stick with us, and we stick with y'all. So it's your man, Al.
That's
my
king.
Girl, Missy. Tina Turner Black, Queen Missy Tina Turner Black.
King Al.
This your man, the King. About to sign on out. Facebook.
Talk to you later. Love and peace.